Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It's Joanna. And welcome to our second Get It Done session for Curriculum Lab. I'm so happy to be here with all of you today and so excited for all that's going to be created. Before we jump in, let's take a moment right now and get centered and get settled and really bring all of ourselves fully here. So I invite you, wherever you are, to close your eyes for a few moments. If you're somewhere where you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, just close the shades on your eyes. Go inwards. Feel your seat beneath you or the ground beneath your feet. And allow some of the excess energy that almost all of us have in our head space, that mental energy. So many of us live, you know, above the neck and forget about below. So just let some of that excess energy move downward. Move down into your body, into that place where you're making connection with the ground beneath you. And then find your breath. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up. Take in life. And as you exhale, release, let go. Inhaling, opening up, taking in what you need, and exhaling, letting go. Seeing if you can, for a few moments, take pleasure in the simple act of breathing. Take pleasure. Seeing if you can, as you breathe, use the breath to connect with your body. You don't need to do anything, just breathe and connect with your body. Using the breath to connect with your inner wisdom. And from this place, with your eyes closed, place a hand on your heart. And take a couple of breaths with the hand on the heart, breathing right into your heart space. Maybe you can even feel your heart beating, and if not, that's fine too. But connecting deeply with your heart, with your creativity, with your love, with your desire, with your passion, with all those things that you hold in your heart. And as you connect with your heart, connect in with your curriculum. Connect in with the passion that you have for what you're creating. Connect in with your desire for all that you're creating in the lab, in your curriculum. Just take a couple moments right now and really be with that passion and with that desire. And then from this place, get clear on what you would like to accomplish by the time we're complete today. So by 12:30 Eastern, what is it that you would like to accomplish? Sealing that in, hands still on your heart, sealing that in with a couple of breaths. And then from there, continue to connect in with your heart, connect in with your body, and ask your heart, ask your body, what would be most aligned to complete during our first work chunk, which will be about 35 or 40 minutes. Ask your body, ask your heart, what would be most aligned to complete in that first 35 or 40 minutes? And then take that in, seal that in with a breath, and then moving your hand to your belly, connecting in and breathing into your belly, to your place of intuition, and ask yourself and ask your wisdom, what do you need to know about this first work chunk? What's important for you to know about your first work chunk and about what you want to accomplish? Just take a moment there. Beautiful. And so take another deep breath in and exhale out. And take a moment to jot down just first what your first work chunk is. And also just any wisdom that came forward, anything that you need to know about that first work chunk, whatever came through. Beautiful. So you guys know how this works. I'm going to hold the space for you over about the next 37, 38 minutes. We'll come back on the line at 11:45 a.m. I'm going to hang on the line. If you have any questions that you want to ask me, you can also post in the Facebook group. And we'll come back at 11:45. We'll do some more processing, some regrouping, recentering, and then we'll come back for another work chunk. So if you've got a question, star two, hang on the line and I'll answer it. But if you don't have any questions, enjoy, have fun, go off, and can't wait to see what happens for you during this work chunk. And see you guys back at 11:45. So who's got questions? Star two, what can I help you with? Who's this from Oklahoma City?
Oh, that's me, Joanna. That's Mondi.
Hi, Mondi. And great to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be here. And I'm doing it with some trepidation and with some, you know, all the blab that goes along with that. So here is my question, because I have recently changed my, really shifted my focus on how I want to help people. And I'm wondering if, in your opinion, does it matter as far as the length of time for the curriculum that I would like to develop? I mean, what my question is, would it be better to have a 6-week program, or would it be better to have a 7-week program? Mm-hmm. Or so is that relevant?
No, it's a great question, and I think it's an important question. The amount of time is going to depend on where your ideal client's starting point is and where their ending point is, and the amount of time it would take your ideal client to get from that point A to that point B. Does that make sense?
Oh, it sure does. Yes.
So sometimes, yeah, and so I'll add to that a couple things to that because I think it will be helpful. So like sometimes for our, you know, we start with the business model. So sometimes we say, you know, for my business model, I'd like to have a 6 or 7 week program. It's going to be, you know, less expensive than a longer one-on-one offering. It's a great way to get people in through the door. And so we start with, okay, that's the amount of time. And then we say, okay, so what are the results that I can help people create in that amount of time? What's the starting point and ending point if I know it's 6 or 7 weeks? Other times we start the other way around and say, okay, I know that this is really what I want to help clients with. This is the starting, this is the ending, and it's going to take X amount of time, right? So you can sort of decide which, if you want to put the chicken or the egg first, so to speak. And then what I'd say is if you land on that it's something shorter, like in that 6 week range, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, any of those are fine, and they're really all the same. If you need to take the extra couple weeks because it takes that much longer based on your start point, your end point, how long it's going to take someone, take the extra couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful?
Okay. Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you very much because that will determine what I try to develop for each week.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. It's extremely helpful.
Good. I'm so glad. Can't wait to see what you create.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. All right, I'm here if anybody needs anything. Monica.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Wonderful. So yesterday I gave you a question on the instant messenger kind of a thingy, and you asked me to post it on Facebook. So what I've done is I've posted my curriculum on Facebook, and you.
Awesome.
I didn't
know what to take a look. Let's take a look right now. Not at all. That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. So just tell me briefly, because so I can, if you want, I can, if you have any specific questions, ask me now. You know, if not, if you want me to just do like a general look over, I can do that and respond in the Facebook group. But if you've got some specific questions on it, ask me now.
I think I'm kind of at the point where so I'm answering those other things where it says steps for them to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how have I solved the problem myself? Well, I have and I haven't. I'm kind of in the middle of my own journey on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how to fill that in. And so... That's part of, like, I just copied that homework assignment from the very first time you gave us the prep homework kind of a thing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so what I'm doing is I'm just kind of filling in each question as I go along so I can make sure I answer everything.
Yep, got it. Well, let's focus on the step four since that's, that you know, we want to, like, get that set first because that's your solution and your methodology.
Yes. Okay.
So tell me briefly where your ideal client is starting when they start this curriculum and what results they want, like where you're taking them to by the end.
Okay, so they're starting at... just being confused, not sure what's going on. They want they want a solution. Basically, they're feeling they've had enough of the stories that they've been invested in, and I call them vested stories.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Say that last part again.
Oh, she wants to create a new one, a hopeful one.
A new story.
Yeah.
Mhm. And what else? Like, you know, what are some of the outer results that your clients want? You know, like why are they specifically coming to this curriculum, to whatever the offering is? She's probably not laying up at night thinking, oh, I need to create a new story for myself. That's probably part one of the steps that you help her with. What's she laying up at night thinking that she really wants?
She's unhappy in life.
Mm-hmm.
Just, what the heck? Why is my life gone this way?
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like what she wants is to feel more satisfied in her life.
Okay, yes.
Tell me if I'm getting this right. It sounds like it's almost like she's walking down a path and she's like, this isn't my path. This isn't the path I was supposed to walk down in my life. Like, what? I need to get back onto my path for
yes.
my life. So she wants to feel satisfied. She wants to feel like she's on the right path. Anything else?
If there is, I think part of the problem is I don't even know what to ask.
What do you mean that you don't know what to ask? You don't know what to ask your client?
No, you.
Oh, well, if you answer my questions, I think I'm asking, I think we're getting somewhere here. Like, we're getting more clear on where they want to end up. And then we can go back into the step four, and I think you've got a lot of great stuff here in this step four, but I can just help you kind of anchor it a little bit more. So we know that where they're starting is they're unsure, they're unsatisfied, they're not living the life that they want. They've got all these stories in their head about what they should be or how it should go, and that's really standing in their way. And we know that when they're finished working with you, or by the time they get to the end of the curriculum, they're much more clear, they know what their path is, they've rewritten the story, and they've taken some action, and they're feeling more satisfied. Am I getting all of that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, excellent. So, all that being said, when we take a look at what you've got for your methodology here, you've got some great things. So it sounds like the first part of your methodology is you take the first step. I would say based on what you've written there, I would call the first part of the methodology Dare to Dream Bigger.
Oh, I like that.
Right? So really the first, you know, it might be one exercise, it might be more than one, you know, you'll know based on how long the curriculum is. But the first thing that you really help your people with is to dare to dream bigger. And then it sounds like the next piece is that once we dream, we can go into resistance. You've got awareness of resistance there, right? So maybe to look at the beliefs and the fears that come up.
Okay.
When they've start to visualize that bigger dream, and that's step one, right? So then let's look at some of those fears and those resistances.
Okay.
Now what you've got for 4C, let's see, decide to go from the... Yeah, so... Then the next step here is I'm just reading through this.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like, I mean, you tell me if this is right. It may not be. You know your stuff much better than me, but it almost feels like this next step is shift your awareness and shift your nervous system. Am I getting that
yes.
right? Like you really
yeah,
well, then work with them on the energetics and the nervous system.
Right.
And then from there, it looks like this is the D is the rewrite the story part, right? That's when you really shift the belief system.
Yes.
Yeah. And then E is about action taking, using the tools and taking action.
Yes.
How does that feel? I think that's beautiful.
It is following a good path.
I think so. That seems to be following a journey to me. How does that feel to you?
Well, when I write it out, it did flow. It did seem to be, oh, this seems the right next step. This seems the night, you know, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was, I guess, because I haven't created anything like this before, I just wanted to make sure what I've got seems right.
To me, it does. I mean, you want to, obviously, you've already started fleshing out some exercises there, and you'll want to a little bit more, but it seems now you know your ideal clients best and what they need. You're the expert there, not me, but when I think about what you've shared and then, you know, in terms of this journey, this seems like a step-by-step journey to get them from where they are to where they want to be. It seems like you're using a variety of tools from rewriting stories, shifting beliefs, to also energetics and nervous system, to visioning and dreaming. I mean, it feels quite rich to me.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it helps.
Yeah, I think what will help you feel even more clear is, you know how I kind of went through A, B, C, D, and I gave each one a headline?
Mm-hmm.
I would just give them sort of like a headline that you have bolded there so you can see the journey for yourself, you know? But it looks great to me.
It's
really,
okay.
Really nicely done.
Well, thank you. And maybe that's all it is, just my own self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah, what's the, I'll just ask you, you know, what is the belief, like what's going on for you here?
So I think part of it is I'm a teacher. I just retired, hey?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've lost my sense of self. And I there was a point not too long ago where all of a sudden I'm trying to create something and so that I could be teaching something. And the beliefs that just came up and pounded me was, well, I don't know how to teach. I don't know what to teach. I don't know where I could get any ideas from. Like all the BS that
yeah.
a person could come yeah. up with.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I'll just share briefly on this for now. Number one, that's
Thanks.
All normal. Like we all go through it. So you're exactly in the right place in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, even though those fears and beliefs are there, you've been able to create this in a relatively short period of time. So I think there's another part of you, your passion, your desire, your knowledge, your wisdom, your knowing that's actually way stronger than the beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're still creating beautifully, even with them in place. And now I think the next step for you is to really take you know, even if it's the next baby step, is to trust yourself even more. You have a lot of experience as a teacher
mm-hmm.
and a lot of experience as a human being
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
a lot of experience as a human being who's rewriting her own stories. So come back to that when you start to doubt yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Really nicely done. Good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, Helen. Are you there, Helen?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm here now.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, this is so wonderful. I'm always so grateful when I have an opportunity to be a part of any of your programs and also to be here live with you talking. I have a quick question. I hope
yep.
it's a quick question. Yes. In terms of putting together this, in this case, it's going to be a one-to-one that I'm working on, a program.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 12 weeks, right?
Yep.
And we're talking about the hero's journey and setting the intention of where I want to take my client, where they are now and where I want to take them,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, what about, I have a theater background, and what came to mind in putting together this program, this what I call a program for them, is that the arc, I want to incorporate that into the structure, this 12-week program, and of course, it's going to be flexible based on what they need at that moment, but again, I have this overall vision of where I want to take them, right? And
yeah.
so I want to create the arc, and the way I understand an arc is, to be is having that is like the pinnacle is of like taking them into that other part where they have a realization and experience a transformation,
mm-hmm.
right? From what they've experienced in the past, and then they have this recognition. It's like, oh, this is where I'm at. Oh, this, you know, so it's that recognition, realization, and then the transformation. That's
mm-hmm.
what I see as an arc. I don't know if I'm in the right, if that's correct. And if so, I would like to get your input on that.
Yeah, no, I love that. That is easier to achieve in a neater way with a group curriculum, then I think you should still go for it with a one-on-one curriculum. Let me say that. I love the idea, and I think you should go for it. The reason why it's easier to achieve in a group is because there's like really a set curriculum that you're taking the group to this exercise and then this exercise and this, you know, this whole thing. Whereas one-on-one, there's kind of more room for flexibility in terms of what comes up. And also, well, I guess I should say something else. I think in each of the steps of the journey, there's going to be that arc as opposed to the overall arc, because you're gonna want them to have the realizations in every single session. So that makes sense, what I'm saying?
Yes,
so I would almost think about it. I think maybe what would be more helpful, and tell me if you agree with this, is to think about the journey in the ways that, like, I've spoken about it, you know, A to B to C, right? Like, get them from where they are to where they want to be. But for each session, to think about that arc that you just beautifully laid out. How does that land for you?
That sounds fabulous. Because then also, again, they're having that recognition. They're seeing their own progress. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that particular session with the ahas and the takeaways, that's their, like, their little arc that they can.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, got it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Cool.
Yeah, I love it, and I love that you're bringing – I thought when you said that you had a background in theater, I thought you were going to say, like, and I'm going to bring mask-making into this and archetypal acting and all of that. I just wanted to throw that in there for you in case, you know, that's rolling around. That's where I thought you were going.
Oh, no, no, not at all. But that would be a great idea for, like, a retreat, right?
Yeah, yeah, or even some one-on – sometimes an exercise for one-on-one. So I'm just going to plant that seed for you.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Joanna. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.
All right.
Chrissy.
Hey, Joanna. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can.
Hi. So I'm feeling stuck because I wrote down all the people who I thought could come to the mastermind, like who I know who would be a good fit for it. And they're all kind of in different places. And so I guess my question is, how do you deal, like, I am having a really hard time knowing what to address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I totally get it. So here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that they can't all be in the same mastermind, but we don't know yet. And my hope is that they can. So here's what I want you to do. Even though they're in different places, where are their common similarities, right? Like, and I'm sure at least in on the inner level, they've got a lot of similar starting places.
Yeah.
So find the commonalities in terms of where they're starting and where they want to end. It doesn't have to be about the outer, especially because we spoke about this mastermind really isn't so much going to be about you're going to be teaching them copy and then you're going to be teaching them sales, right? Like, it's a different kind of thing a little bit.
Oh, I kind of thought I went. I think that's what I'm getting.
But that was going to be, like, really alongside the inner leadership pieces, right? Am I not remembering correctly?
Yeah.
I felt like the mastermind was going to – I thought what was really lighting you up was around, like, the inner work for it.
I guess it could be. I have a hard time seeing, like, 6 months of – just the inner work and then the value and what they're getting out of it. But I think that's probably because I'm thinking I have to put too many things in.
I think that's number one. But I think you can, I think you can have both.
Okay.
I think you can have both. And I think it can be, and I want to hold you to this a little bit, Chrissy, because sometimes I don't have the best memory. But I am, like, 100% sure what was lighting you up were, like, the leadership. Mostly it was the leadership pieces, the inner pieces, the women's circle, the spirituality, you know, like, all of that. Add the outer to it for sure, but I really want to hold you to, like, what your heart is getting excited about. Or else
yeah.
there's just going to be more stuff to do, you know?
Right.
So I would make a list of where they do have things in common, inner and outer, you know, for where they're starting mm-hmm. and where they want to end. That's number one, and let's see that. And then the other thing is, for the outer, once you take a look at that, is there, can you backtrack a step or two on the outer so that everybody is caught up? So in other words, let's say some of the people already know how to do sales calls and then some of them don't. Everybody mm-hmm. can benefit from a sales call training. Even if they already know, even if they've already heard. I have some clients that listen to my enrollment conversation workshop literally like five times, once a year, you know, for like 5 years. And every time they get to the next level and the next level and the next level. So can you equalize it by taking like two steps back for some of the people there?
And could that be like at the beginning as well as throughout?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And then if there's still some places where some people, you know, beyond that, if there's like some outliers, then either they may not be right for it, or it might be that, you know, they may need to buy, like they can come in, but they need an extra one-on-one session with you or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or because you have all your AFE recordings, you know, maybe between now and when the mastermind starts, you give them a couple of them to start working, you know, but let's see what happens once you do this. I think it'll be, you know, what I just laid out, I think it'll get more clear. That sound
okay,
good?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And remember the inner. I, you know, it doesn't have to be the only thing, but I know that that's part of what your heart really wants to be doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This. Let's see, 0657.
It's Anne in Delaware. Hi.
Hi.
My question is a lot more general.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something I know the answer to, but need somebody else to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, of course, the irony is I'm working on a curriculum for people who are dealing with overwhelm because of outside circumstances. And so now I am behind in my work by about 5 days. Because of shifting outside circumstances where I made a plan, the plan got thwarted repeatedly, and now I'm kind of sitting in the middle of it going like, okay, my work chunk today is putting in additional work times this week to try to catch up and to try to get my feet back under me. And I'm noticing that where I'm going to, as far as resistance goes, is a place where I just want to, like, throw up my hands and be like, well, this is what always happens. Maybe I'm just not supposed to be doing this. You know, like, maybe I should quit. Maybe I should just, like, go get a job at Costco and give up. But I know the skills are in there because I know how to teach them to other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you teach best the thing you most need to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I struggle the most with keeping my focus and feeling like when this outside stuff happens that it's not snowballing and becoming insurmountable. Like it, and I just feel like I'm taking longer to get, like I was away last week. It was an unexpected trip, so it was fine. Like, and I had a plan, and then that plan didn't work. And then I got home, and I had a plan, and then I got sick. You know, so it's like it's just a stupid little shit.
Yeah.
It's not it's not like I had a major life catastrophe.
Yeah.
So I so hear you. So first of all, this is so good because it really helps you understand the inner workings of your ideal client so well.
Yes.
Because I can promise you this is going to come up for them.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
So it will just allow you to relate so deeply and work some of this into the curriculum. So that's number one. It's not a bad thing. And then from there, what might happen if you were to be in full acceptance, like radical acceptance, that whenever you plan something, there's a good chance things are going to come up and that you may need double the amount of time that you thought you did for it? What would happen if you just took that as a fact and put contingency time in for shit happening?
I'm sure things would work better. I'm feeling frustrated because putting in, you know, I already put contingency time in, and then putting twice as much contingency time in, then that feels overwhelming. Like I'm then starting to squeeze out the other things that I know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad that you're already putting contingency time in. I didn't know that, so that's good. So then let me ask you this. Knowing, kind of looking back over the last week and all that's happened, knowing what you know now, if you could look at this from a higher perspective and from your higher self and your highest wisdom, what is something, if anything, that you might have done differently over the last week?
besides not sharing food with my sister.
I'm guessing you got sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She started to get sick and kicked it, and then we got home, and then I got it full.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as taking the trip, I think maybe. So I was planning things around the work that I was doing in advance of, like originally the work I was doing in advance of the call Thursday that I knew I was going to miss, to try, kind of try to stay on track. And I think maybe not so much contingency, but maybe I don't know that there was really any planning to work ahead, but maybe just planning more time to go into greater detail, even if that detail ended up having to be shifted or scrapped later. So I didn't feel like the weight of the lack of the productivity.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I just, even if the thing I got done was not exactly the thing that was needed, I think I feel better if I get something done.
Yeah.
Or there may have been other planning that would have been helpful to do, even if it wasn't related directly to the course content, that I don't think I was even seeing as an option at the time.
Beautiful. Okay, good. So this is incredible awareness and incredible wisdom, right, that you can take with you moving forward. So I want you to really, you know, write that down and consider that, because I have a sense that there's a lot of gold in what you just realized.
There is, and it's a piece that's, it's the linear, nonlinear. So like the coaching process that I take people through is a linear structure that's designed to contain nonlinear process.
Yes.
And I think I was getting really caught up in my perception of the linear process of this course, and I wasn't letting the nonlinear creativity bump in, because it was like, well, no, but that's not what I'm working on right now.
Right.
But
right.
No, that's actually a thing I need to write down.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I've mentioned so many times. Like, remember, I'm laying this out in a linear way, but it's a cyclical process. So beautiful, beautiful awareness. And then the other just quick last thing I'll say, and then everybody is coming back together, so I want to give focus to the group, is to have compassion for yourself. And all of us need to be reminded of that, myself included, all the time. So, good. And I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. It's fine. It's passing, but just it's annoying.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Awesome, everyone. I hope you had a productive first work chunk. Whatever it is that you got done or didn't get done, right? Like, we don't oftentimes get done everything that we think we're going to get done or plan to get done. First thing I want you to do is I just want you to take a moment right now and honor yourself for showing up. We're taught, I think, mistakenly by culture that everything always needs to be wrapped up in a neat little bow. We say we're going to do this, and then we get that done exactly, and blah, blah, you know, like this whole thing. And that's just, it's not real life, right? It's not real life. Not for me, not for you, right? But what counts is showing up and taking baby step after baby step after baby step. So just take a moment right now and really honor yourself for showing up. It's the most important thing. Always, always. From there, I want to invite you to write down what you did get done this first work chunk, inner and or outer. Even if it's just like the next one sentence or one idea, right? It's valuable and it's important. And it's important for us to see, we spend so much time looking at what we haven't gotten done and not enough time building from what we have gotten done. So take a moment, get clear what moved forward for you on the outer level concretely and or the inner level. You know, maybe this last work chunk was about overcoming an inner peace, an energetic peace. And everybody, if you've been here and you've been present, there is something to write down here for sure. And so whatever it is that you just wrote down that you've accomplished, I want you to honor that. And I want to ask you a question. Whatever that is, why is it important? Why is it important for your curriculum? Why is it important for your business? Why is it important for you? Okay, great. From there, we've got about a 30-minute work chunk coming up. What is it that you would like to create and accomplish during those 30 minutes? It would be a little longer, 30, 32 minutes, something like that. Get clear on the next work chunk for yourself. And then next question, how would you like to get it done in the next work chunk? So in other words, what's the energy that you want to bring? Do you want to bring a sense of curiosity to your next work chunk? do you want to bring a sense of self-compassion to your next work chunk? Do you want to bring a connection with spirit to your next work chunk? What is it that you want to bring forward? How do you want to get this done over the next 30 minutes? The how is so important. It's not just about what we create, but it's how we create it. And take a moment and just set those intentions for what you want to have happen and how you want it to happen. Beautiful. And from there, I'll let you go. Let's meet back here at 12:25 Eastern. It's got a little less than 35 minutes. Enjoy your work chunk, and I'm here if anybody needs anything. Star 2. Who's this? 437.
Hi, this is Swati Joanna.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So I'm working on bringing through some of my creativity into it. And so today I decided to work on drawing a visual representation. And that started to spark some questions. The modules on Pluto, Chiron, and Saturn, those modules will tend to be very heavy. And so my question was, in the description, would you be frank about the work that would need to be done there? Or would you just focus on the benefit
doing the work there? I would do both, because the thing is, your ideal client wants to do the work.
Yes.
Anyone that doesn't want to do the work is not going to, right? But anyone that wants
right.
to do the work, like I write for my longer trainings, and even for a lot of my shorter ones, like, this is for you if you're willing to look inside of yourself. This is for you if you're willing to express. Right? So you want to write the benefits too. Don't just write that without, they should do all of those things. But, and you don't have to be heavy-handed about it. You don't have to overdo it in the sharing it. But like, just a phrase or a sentence about it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it will just also help to set the expectation.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. And I want to thank you for the call on Friday, the impromptu call that you had, because I decided to just take a break. Go and celebrate in the form of visiting the zoo with my kids and just let things go. And then I started to get excited about it again.
Good.
So.
And that's the process, right? It's not just like this consistent, we're excited about it the whole time. It goes in cycles, just like everything else does. So I'm glad you're riding the wave.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ah, Jamie, I see you're here. Okay, great. Hey.
So since we started this class, when we started this curriculum lab, I wanted to create the curriculum for my personal transformation course under the umbrella of the Climate Change One Green Journey. And in the meantime, I've gotten people volunteering to do the that course the first time, like as my guinea pig. So, you know, it's all and I've also
can we just celebrate that for a second? Yay!
Okay. Okay, well, that's the positive part. Yeah, no problem. I always start with the positive. Yeah, it is good. I'm celebrating that. And I also have done, you can't believe how fast things are flying together here. I've created an entire, I hired two people. They're creating this online hub to roll out the community climate conversations anywhere. I'm creating all the educational material to support that. I've started the one in my town. I've got the second one coming up next month. And I've got an invitation to another town, so as soon as they can get them set up, I'll start a feed that there. Anyway, so that is just going like gangbusters. And these two young women came to me out of their own interest in what I'm doing, and they know all the tech, and so they're great. They're perfect. Mm-hmm. So all that's happening. But in the meantime, I haven't done anything on my actual curriculum for my transformational course, which was what I started wanting to do about a month ago here. So, I thought today, geez, am I just avoiding that, or am I just having so much fun with this easier other stuff, or I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I felt like I couldn't sit down today and do a curriculum. I just had to keep, you know, flying with all these other things happening. Okay. So I wanted to just bring that up and get you to ask me the piercing questions.
Yeah. No, I think so first of all, it sounds like there's a lot that's going really well.
Yeah.
So
yep.
When you, I don't think this is a head thing. I think this is a heart thing. When you connect in with your heart, you know, knowing that, you are a manifester more so than most and a superwoman, and you can get more done than most, but knowing that time is still time is still time. And there's just so much that can happen in any given period of time. When you connect in with your heart, where are your priorities?
Well, in the short term, I needed to get this hub off the ground because these other people now are carrying it forward. So I feel like I've done exactly the highest priority thing in the last 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, and is there still work to be done there?
Oh, yes, tons. I mean, they just started. And we just launched. In fact, they're having their first between the two of them meeting today to divide up the work. So but it's off my plate.
It's off your plate now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's off my plate.
Okay. When did it get off your plate?
Sunday morning.
Okay. So it's really just been 2 days, you know. So it sounds like you're going to have more open space now to focus on your class. So I think then just the question is, how much space do you need before starting it? You know, sometimes we need a couple days to regroup before we need to move into the next thing, or is it that there's an actual resistance here? So when you connect into your heart, you just ask your heart, you know, is it just that you needed a little space because there's been so much activity before moving into the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something else going on there?
I think there's a little fear because this is the big one. You know, this is the I am just still really coming to terms with my role as kind of a visionary, manifester, leader, all that stuff, putting my neck out there. And it's been fantastic. I get so much positive feedback from the universe since I've been doing that. And so it's all in all just really amazing. And most of the time I've been feeling really comfortable and confident with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like right here when it gets down to the really nitty gritty of really trying to take people through a deeper transformational journey, that's the really new stuff. That's the really new role that's the really new place for me to enact this role.
Yep.
And I know 100% that what I offer is what I know. So there's nothing, it's just, if I just offer what I know, that's well and good and that's perfect. I mean, so I don't have a sense of like, oh my God, I don't know what I need to know. I know that what I offer is just what I know, and that's where it needs to be. So that is where I kind of my touchstone, and that's where I've been going from. It's just touch back into that and then just take the next step. And I know that's really the process. I feel like maybe for this course I need to do some actual yeah, strategizing steps ahead. Maybe that's it. I have to sort of think, you know, a few weeks or whatever ahead. I need a overarching process. I need to start and finish. I need, where do I want to take them from and to? And I mean, I need all those pieces in order to actually create a curriculum as opposed to what I'm doing now, which is just following the leading edge of my flow. Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, you use law of adaptation on my method, but try to follow the, you know, again, with adaptation as needed, the method that I laid out. It will help
it's really
you
good.
Answer those questions. That
I know
you,
it's really good. I just felt, okay, I know it's really good. Everything you said in the first training was like, okay, yes, yes, yes. That was really helpful breakdown.
Yeah. So I'd
okay.
say go with that,
I'll
and,
go back
and
to that.
I think you're doing all the right things, and then use me and use the group. Like, I want to hear what comes through when,
okay.
you know, when you go through those steps, and I'll offer
okay.
you know, feedback on that.
Okay. I haven't had time to really participate in the Facebook group because of everything that's happening, but I can do that. I know that's there all the time, so I can put that there for feedback there because that is what's, I know that is really what's happening in such a positive way is when I put something out, the
mm-hmm.
feedback is very supportive, so I should do that in that specific place, which I
yeah.
haven't been able to. Okay.
Yeah, and that will help you
continue yes.
forward. Awesome. So keep me in the loop. Let me know what you need.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for reaching out on the message
yeah,
too.
Of course.
I had to drive somewhere,
feeling.
So I said I need to just go get off. But I had 10 more minutes free, so you got me. You got me. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Helen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. You know, a question came up. I'm, again, focusing on the one-to-one online program for 12 weeks. And my niche is high-achieving professionals who are experiencing burnout. And I have some forms that I want them to fill out only because it would be helpful for both me and the client to gauge where or what stage they are in burnout, so that then we can address those issues and move forward. Same thing with I'm going to be incorporating an Enneagram, so that would be like what their personality type is, and then that way also it'll help me gauge who this, you know, the profile is, who this person is, how they view or how they process burnout and so on and so forth. Now, I don't want to overwhelm my client with all these forms to fill out and all that. I was thinking of giving them this form before we start our first session. So then again, that's the beginning of where they are, right? And plus any other information they would be willing to share. So am I doing this correctly in having them fill out the form? Because usually when a person's feeling burnout, they can't like do anything else, right?
So what I would say is, because your niche is people with burnout, make it short and easy. Don't have a million questions. Don't have it be about long answers. The more that they can check off or circle as opposed to write out, the better, and probably no longer than a page or two.
Okay.
Some of that, now if there's more that you need to gauge than that will happen in the first session, right? That's what you're talking about, is a lot of the step two that I was talking about of helping people assess where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that in pre, and I do recommend having a little bit of pre-work, but you always want to kind of review it anyway with the person. So I'd say like a lot of your first session is going to be looking at that.
Okay. So then that first session can be longer than my other sessions. I'm doing a 1 hour.
I oftentimes like to have my first session a little longer so that we can do the assessment and get clear and then move into the steps.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Christine.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Hi. Are you calling from Kenya?
I am calling you from Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow, that's amazing.
it's amazing what technology is allowing us to do. It's just super exciting. And thank you very much. Particularly today, you truly have, I just feel like I've been lifted, you know, and having you contain this space for us is just excellent. So thank you very much. I have also just put in, I said something on Facebook and attached the work that I'm doing. I really just want a sense of, you know, am I in the right direction or not? And if not, stop and start again, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look here.
Okay.
Tell me briefly, where is your hero starting and where is your hero ending?
Okay, yeah, and funny, with this table that I started on the left, so like where they're starting, and then I'm trying to work across.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to do? Yes.
And then
pick them up each time. So like A is where they're starting, and you know, and then going to B, and then like, okay, so where do I make sure I need to pick them up and how? And I'm hoping, I imagine that in the next two sessions we'll be able to get to the how clearer. But at this point in time, I just wondered, is my outline making sense?
I'm reading through.
Okay.
Is this for one-on-one or for a group?
No, this is a group. And I work with young adults, so, you know, about 30 and stuff like that. And it's basically the fact that I feel, or what's come to me is that they're not... I mean, life just doesn't make it easy enough to connect with emotions anymore and to relate in a way, you know, to process it, to take time, everything, instant gratification, There's technology all over. There's so many demands, much more than I had. I'm 50. So it's kind of just a retreat. This would be a retreat on allowing them to shine and also helping them work through the emotions. And so even at the top, when I say an acknowledgement of the emotions and thoughts that emerge alongside the hero's journey, you know, this first Psalms 23, he leadeth me beside still waters, which is emotion. So I live, I walk, I am going somewhere, but it's emotional.
So this is really a journey of bringing forward the emotions to help move through life and make decisions and take action, and not just from the mind and the shoulds and the have to's and all
of that. And not get too overwhelmed and stuck.
I think this is beautiful. I mean, I can see just creating exercises for each of these pieces. For example, for D, really kind of building out so that they have an opportunity for self-compassion.
Then
in E, creating an exercise where they change their mindset on a certain, belief that they have. So I can see how this is beautiful. What I'd say is somewhere probably in C, you'd want each of them to get clear on like what their story has been so far. Where they haven't had compassion, like all of that, because I think then that will support them to be able to go through each of the next steps. Does that make sense?
Yes. So under C, that's where you'd have, what their story has.
Yeah, and you'd have to come back to it in each one. Like when you're in D, before you get to they're going to learn how to create compassion, probably there's going to be a couple of questions at the beginning of that section around, where don't you have compassion to yourself? How does that play out in your life? Where are you beating yourself up, right? So you'd at the beginning of each of the topics, you'd kind of get more detailed and focused. They need to know where the gap is before they can move into what they want.
Right. So to use your words, to locate where they are.
Exactly.
Ah, perfect. Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
Very helpful. Thank you
much. I'm glad.
Yeah, and really thank you for holding this space. I can't believe how much is coming up for me. So I'm really grateful.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I'm here. If anybody has any questions, just press star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, we're back. Didn't that go quickly? I feel like it went so quickly. Anyway, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the last work chunk. Take a moment and first thing is I want you to, you guys know the drill, take a moment. What is it that you accomplished that you really want to honor, not just from the last work chunk, but in these 90 minutes. What did you accomplish? I want you to take a moment and write it out for yourself. There are inner and outer accomplishments that have happened. So make a couple of bullet points. What do you want to honor? What do you want to celebrate? What's really important around how you've moved forward today? Might be about the curriculum itself. It will probably be about the curriculum, but my sense is there are also things to celebrate around how you've shown up for yourself today and what you are seeing about your process, your creativity process, your productivity process. So take a moment and get clear on that. What is it that you want to celebrate? And what are you learning and seeing for yourself? And then from there, just take a moment and take it in. Don't just give it lip service. Oh, Joanna asked me to write down what I accomplished. I guess I'll write it down, right? But take a moment. Make it sacred for yourself. Make it valuable for yourself. Make it meaningful for yourself. Take it in. Honor yourself. Maybe put a hand on your heart. Whatever it is, close your eyes. Next thing I want to invite you to do is, based on the work that we did today, what are you seeing is the next belief inside of you that is ready to be busted? So some of you may know the answer to that question immediately. For others, you may need to noodle on it a little bit, but see what comes up right now. Based on the work that we've done today, what's the next limiting belief that you're really ready to bust? It's like ripe and ready. Maybe it's about how much you really know, right? Or your right to teach and share the material. What's the next belief that's really ready to be busted or poked hold into? It's like you can see it. It's so ready to be gone. Just make note of that. And then from there, what's your next work chunk? What do you want to accomplish next? If you were to kind of lay out the next two 30 to 40 minute work chunks, what would you get done in the next two 30 to 40 minute work chunks? It's always good. I this is part of my practice and why I'm able to get so much done in my business. So I'm always blueprinting out. I'm always clear on what the work chunks are for the week, really for the month, but the week is fine. And whatever those 30 to 40 minute, you know, work chunks are for you, what I want to invite you to do is put time in your calendar where you know you'll get them done. I hope that you enjoyed our time together today. I want to hear what you've accomplished. Please post in the Facebook group what you want to celebrate, what you're learning, what you're taking away. Our training call this week is tomorrow on Wednesday, not on Thursday. I want to remind you guys of that. So I'll see you guys tomorrow for our training call. And I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.